640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS's Face the Nation it's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on until Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims' relatives and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHL.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Accent Radio, we are local music. That is a double dip of work to kick off the Saturday night here. Ignition, that's their latest one. Crunch. Rocker, is there a better way to kick off Max Inc. Radio with a 10-minute song from work?
Wow. You know, that was an amazing song. I was sitting back listening, and I was like, wow, this is really good, Jimmy.
I hope you're all doing well. I'm Jimmy. That is Rocker. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hello. Happy to have you along. You know, Rocker, I was driving around doing my cast today, listening to Mad Radio 92.7 here in Madison, and I'm just amazed by the Saturday lineup here on Civic Media. I mean, it is rocking. I mean, starting at like 11 o'clock with Dame by Local with Jason Hafeman. Love hearing about the local businesses here in Madison. That's pretty cool. And then what's happening? Oh, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Parent. Dude, have you listened?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I love Charlie for a long time.
Yeah.
And listened to him, and he's a hoot, right?
We played his music here on Max Inc. Radio too, man.
Hey, Jimmy, say hello to his mom for me, will you?
Hello, mom. How you doing? We'll say hello to your mom too. Hello, Mama Rocker. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Yeah, man, it makes Gilbert me hungry Brown. For a Gilbert burger.
Yeah, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. They're a hoot, dude. Oh, they're great. They were talking about the Gravedigger's family today. His mom, his brothers. Great stories.
I saw that he was getting his thigh cast, and they were going to make a cast of his leg. It's like giant.
Yeah. It's bigger than you, dude. It's bigger than your hands.
Yeah. You can like fit a whole like week's worth of groceries in just his leg.
Civicmedia.us if you want more information on the schedule and shows in your market, because we are statewide. Rocker, we got a great show for the people here on Max Inc. Radio tonight, man. Tell us about it.
Jimmy, we do. Around just after 6:30, we have Job Boogie coming in. He is the founder and singer and bassist of Natty Nation. He has a new album coming out, and we'll hear all about that. Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham. We'll be talking to Dennis. He'll be on the phone telling us about the Rock Onsen band application is going to be starting up March 1st and how to enter your band in that and what you can win. Lincoln Barr, 8:30, is going to be talking with Terry Barr. Of course, Terry Barr is down on the beach somewhere in Florida right now, but she was able to catch Lincoln Barr, and we'll hear that interview coming up soon. Devil's Lair, Adem Tesfaye, he's going to be right here live. We had him in here about a year ago. It was a treat. He has a new EP coming out very soon,
dude,
and he'll be playing
music.
Some songs.
His new music is awesome.
Oh, man, and he's got some great shows coming up, so we'll hear all about that. Max and Kevy with Jimmy K and Rocker, that's coming up 10 p.m., and we'll be interviewing Fall to Rise, Betsy Rise, Betty, at a little after 10:30, and, of course, Essential, Last Crack at 11.
This band has a show March 10th, that's a Friday, at the Red Rooster. And if you like to dance, you should go. It's Rare Element. It's called Speedball. This is a live recorded song off the soundboard somewhere. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. We'll be right back. Radio, we are local music. Rare Element. You can see them at the Red Rooster on Friday, March 10th. Get your dancing shoes on because they bring the horns big time. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night for Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is off. She'll be back soon, though. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison. Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Get your hand-blowing glass accessories right now at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, a brand new sponsor here at Max Inc. Radio, the Aaron Weber Group, Realty Group here in Madison. The most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com if you want to check them out. MoveToMadison.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crout.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ja Boogie from Natty Nation has a brand new solo album out. It's called Spiritual Work. We're going to have a talk with Ja in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a brand new song, Rendezvous. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say to you, together let's rendezvous. So let's come together, let's rendezvous.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Ja Boogie there from a brand new album called Spiritual Work. Hey, don't forget to check out the Max Sync Radio page at civicmedia.us. Get the podcast from all the previous shows. The live and the double layers performances is all there. Max Sync Radio page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy Ja Boogie is the bassist, singer, and founder of legendary Mad City reggae artist Natty Nation, and Ja Boogie is releasing a new album, Spiritual Work, along with his friend Captain Dave of Dub Foundation on Saturday, March 4th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Ja Boogie is in the studio to tell us about the new album and release show this weekend. Ja Boogie, welcome to Max Sync Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome. I love the new music.
Thank you.
It sounds so good.
Thank you so much. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Ja Boogie, you've been jamming the reggae vibe in your band Natty Nation since the mid-90s. Tell us a little background on yourself and about your musical journey.
Well, we started Natty in 95. Had many different members through the years. You know, we had a Jamaican, J-Max.
Oh yeah,
the band. He passed in 2001. Mm. We had Pete on drums. We had Paulie on drums. We had Cup of Tea guitar. We had Fuzzy, who's other guitar player. We didn't have a keyboard player yet until Aaron Conkle came along in 2002. And
even Bradley Fish for a small bit.
Actually, I was talking to Johan. And we were talking about that yesterday, actually, how, you know, because we play, what were we talking about? We were talking about Weedstock.
Oh, Weedstock. I remember Weedstock.
Yeah. Like 95, 96, 97, around in there. So we've been around the area for, I don't know, 25, you know, quite a few years. And I always wanted to have a reggae band. We came out of another band called Arawak Ja, myself, Pete, and Steve, Cup of Tea. And then we created Natty in 95, roundabout. And we've been going ever since.
I can't remember, mid-90s or so, a bunch of us went to Weedstock at some farm out in Mount Horeb.
Mm.
It rained all weekend long, and everybody got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
And in order to get out, you had to get on the chain gang to pull people out and wait your turn to get pulled out.
Yep.
It was horrible. That. But the music was fun. And
yep. It was worth the time. Yeah, it was worth the time.
So does it blow you away, Ja, just how long Natty Nation has been around?
Yeah, man.
If you look at amazing. The body of work that you all have,
mm-hmm.
the amount of shows, the amount of crowds, the amount of people dancing in the streets for you, it has to be so humbling.
It is. People knowing the songs. I mean, a lot of studio albums, a lot of live albums, it's a lot of songs. You know, the catalog is big through the years, and a lot of people knew those songs. I mean, there's people that are, like, of age now that were like, yeah, I was 7 years old when just dating me. I was like, man, I'm old. like, my mom used to bring me to the show. I was like seven. Like, what?
Get out of here.
And they're like 30 now, you know? It's like, man, like, yeah, it's incredible.
You know, there's a really rare CD, if you can find it, on Natty Nation. It was from one of the old Bomblastica shows that Natty played way back in the early 2000s, and it was called Boomblastica.
Yes. What was that, 2001? Or was that 2000?
No, it was very early. J-Max was on that
He was
recording.
On that one. Okay, yep. So that was probably 99 in area, 99, 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
Yep.
Wow. Long time ago.
Boomblastica.
Boomblastica. Yes, but, well, hey, t- tell us now, what inspired you to create your create music under your own name?
Well, actually, Kevin Kinsella, I always looked up to him. He was with John Brown's Body, who I met. Mm-hmm. They're out of Ithaca, New York, you know, area. And we met them in 97 when we went to New York for the first time. And, like, he branched off probably, like, man, he's been a solo artist for a minute. So I was inspired by him for sure. And just I was inspired by this music that Captain Smooth was, these instrumentals that he had. And he had just put them out, what was it, like almost winter of 21 or 22. And I started listening. I was like, hey, I can write something to this. Because he was like, oh, I got the instrumentals up. All I need is a singer, some singers. I was like, I can sing on this. I like texted him. He's like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And then I didn't know it was going to be an album at the time. I just did a couple songs.
Yeah.
I did Miss Music and Raise Up off the album. And then all of a sudden, I just started listening to more of the instrumentals, and they just started talking to me. And I just started creating songs from the instrumentals. I was like, wait a minute. I can do a solo.
Wow.
My first solo record, you know. And I'm surprised it took me this long.
Well, tell us about the new album, Spiritual Works. It's out next Saturday, March 4th, mm-hmm. and downloadable at bandcamp.com.
Right now.
Right now. This is where I got my copy.
Mm-hmm.
As we wow. speak. Mm-hmm. So how many tracks are on the full album?
That's 9 tracks. And we are also a dub album's coming.
Okay.
A whole like dub album of these 9 will be coming soon after.
Wow.
So it's going to be, yeah, a lot of stuff. So that's 9 songs plus the dubs later.
Is it fun making a dub of your songs? Like you have the original amazing. Song and then
yeah.
make it a dub.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's all Captain Smooth's job, you know. Yeah. He gets in there and just tinkers around.
He makes it smooth.
Makes it smooth, yeah. you know. So yeah, this record, you know, it's close to my heart. You know, I started to just write, you know, songs from the rhythms that I was hearing that and things started to come to me. You know, I wrote the song Spiritual Work probably summertime, you know, just kind of, you know, get the gardening vibe because I, you know, I have a garden and I talk about it in the song.
We got to talk tomatoes and peppers.
Yes.
I have a garden.
See? So
I have the big old north side backyard here. Mm-hmm. Half of, maybe 3/4 of it is garden.
Nice.
He does have an amazing garden. I'll tell you.
That's close to my heart as well.
Tell us about Dub Foundation and how maybe this new project is different from Natty Nation.
Well, what makes it different is the horns, number one.
Yeah.
Mm. Full horn section. I've never played in a band with horns like that.
Dude,
and I've been playing with all types of music through my life, punk and rock and everything. I've never played with horns.
Is
here
it true?
And there, you know.
Is it true once you play with horns, you never go back and play without horns?
Not really.
Oh.
Because because both are two different animals. You know, the horns is another form of vocals coming in, you know, or some type of like background vocals or harmonies and stuff like that. So, you know, I must say that's what's different is the horn section.
Mm.
Also, the background singers. I got my daughter. Mm. She's of age now. This is her first time in the music. And she's with her old man, you know.
So that's awesome.
I got her on the... She's one of my background singers as well as Raquel Alleman. She's very, very talented. And that's what's the difference. The background singing of females and the horns. That's the number one different thing. It's a huge band. That's the other difference.
Raquel has some solo stuff that's out really good. I actually have a couple songs we play every once in a while here in the radio.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it's just becoming kind of a musical family.
That's awesome.
Of sorts.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was going to ask how was it working with your daughter on a recording?
Man. It's incredible because I'm just showing her the ropes with this whole thing. It's so new to her. And, you know, in a sense of her doing it. She's been watching me do it forever, of course. But for her to join in. And what's so interesting is that when she sings in a lower tone, she sounds so much like me that Dave was like, when he was mixing it, he was like, whoa. Like, wait a minute. Like, I can't tell you the difference between you sometimes, other than I know she's on that track and you're on that track. But the way our, you know, voices blend together is pretty amazing. You know, that family vibe. So the apple don't fall far from the tree, as they say. So when she sings in a lower register, she sounds a lot like me.
That's awesome.
Wow. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for her own music one day. We'll have her right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There you go.
Tell us about your upcoming show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, March 4th.
March 4th. Yes. So this is going to be the release party. Raquel's band is going to open for that.
What's the name of that band?
Alleman. Like her last name. Yeah. And it's just going to be, like I said, family situation. So she's going to rock. We got Barris is the singer for the Foundation, Jamaican brother. And he's going to do a partial set. And then I'm going to end it off. And then there's DJ Kayla Cush in between.
Ooh.
So it's just, it's going
to
be great.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yep. Big shout out. You know, she was, we were on her radio program last weekend. Dave did some live dubs.
Nice.
Yeah, Dave is amazing. He's an amazing musician, and he's been doing sound for Natty for many years too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a family affair. We've done a lot of stuff together.
That's right. When Natty played here in the Devil's Lair, he was doing sound.
That's right.
You know, Kayla can sing too. She's a great DJ, but she can sing.
See, so we may have to get her to join in on the vocals as well. You know, because I love having those female vocals in there. You can't replace them, you know. They're just their own thing. So when you have them, it's just like it adds so much textures. You know, that's what I love about this record too. Is there's so many textures of vocals along with me. It just makes it sound like a choir. The choruses are huge. The way Dave mixed it, and you know, it was probably quite the feat for him because so much stuff coming at him, like horn section. I'm singing four different parts. My daughter's singing two, three different parts. Raquel's singing two, three different parts, three, four, no matter, you know, depending on the song. So that's a lot of tracks coming at you. So he had to figure out what's going to go where because you're competing with horns. Vocals competing with horns. So he had to do probably a lot of panning and, okay, we're going to have him over there, her, you know.
Wow.
So you have to listen to this with headphones.
Now, Jive Boogie, you're also going to be down in Chicago at the Wild Hair and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary on March 25th. The Wild Hair and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary. What is that?
And you have 20 seconds.
It's crazy. I mean, the Wild Hair is a tradition down in Chicago. They were at a different, they were in Wrigleyville. Now they're in a different hood, and I don't remember where it's at. But that's been going on for years. I think like a couple decades.
Where do we find more information about you online?
You can go to, I think it's jawboogie.org.
And get that free download. Or not free, but it is a download on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the artist. And it's super easy. But the songs are great, Jaw. Congratulations.
You. Appreciate it.
On another chapter of your musical career.
Exactly.
It's great. Let's hear some brand new music once again from Jaw Boogie. The title track... It's called Spiritual Work. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I do work when I wake up in the dawning. Meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations. I do work when I reason with the youth.
the dawning. Meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations, I do one. When I reason with the youth and making them aware of wickedness in high places. One, when I look into the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces. One, when I manipulate the frequency, causing higher bases and the revelation. One, developing the combination like a chef in the kitchen, you can taste it. One, when I'm making it my world of incense, better than
Ja Boogie and Spiritual Work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Ja for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Still to come tonight, we got a double dip of Arsenal Hand to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, plus Dennis Graham from Rockcontin is going to step in. A Dem Tesfe later in the Devil's Lair. Right now, Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles on Max Inc. Radio.
Summer's the perfect season, so reason I feel anemic. Shackles under my creases, if you think it, you'll believe it. Actions are so misleading, my mattress is typopedic, metaphorically speaking. Life's a movie, you dip it, said we so far from the sea. Living to the fullest, my Bible, I'm skimming through it. Painting pictures of the scripture, interpret the vision different. So I dumb it down a little for those who stuck in the middle. Still I challenge my mental, hate to sound like a riddle. Though they only judge flaws, I only answer to God. Second guess at my obsession till I see Nicki Minaj. I ain't choosing, I'm chosen. Nothing new till you notice. You call me gay like I ain't go to steal. Guess the rock won enough, they wrote the overkill. Still I rise, you need to live with God. It's like they trying to fight it, this fight is being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Make God just the criminals, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation. I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. Ever recite a Bible and wonder like, what would I do? Idols become your rival. You part ways like the Nile River. Runneth over as you look over your shoulder. You see pain, you see pleasure. Rainy days, bad weather. Had to shed a few feathers. It was all for the better. Love them all, judge none. Live them like I'm getting young. Well, my mom's want a daughter and my pops want a son. But the way my life is set up, I haven't decided what. Well, I haven't. I did in an unstable crib. I'm real with myself. There's no room for a kid. No, really. Who am I kidding? Pushing 30 to the limit and searching for me and Mrs. Need a woman, not women. My mama noticed the difference. What's the point of new beginnings if I could predict the ending? They only care about winning. What? Like them losses and a poor scar, heart, no emotion, about to blow this bitch open. They trying to fight it, this fight is being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Make God just the criminals, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation, I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. People will judge you in life, but who are they to judge? Me personally, I just want salvation. Living in a rainbow is just a subliminal message to the ear. You may think gay when you hear rainbow, but I'm living in a ruler state of mind. I'm a queen. We're building loyalty on our destination, limiting the proper novelty effectively.
Feeling real, Horseshoes Jones, man.
Yeah.
Huh. It's so Great Lakes in here. Midwest finesse, now let's be clear. Northern exposure, new frontier. Good rhymes, good times, and yes, it's good beer. We be some MVPs in here. Giannis and Yelich had some good years. No time faking it, we about making it. That glass in the stuff, yo, I'm all about breaking it. From a small town that I got big dreams. Chamber diet up now, I get more greens. Word the good fiber, the flow gone cyber. Vamos los flamingos, flock tighter. All we do is give that good try. Close to hitting playlists on Spotify. Do just like shy. Cause that nah nah simple word so fly. Ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na. Of doing our thing. Been here a while, this is not just some fling. Some take the hate cause the style that we bring. We be so fine with the bars that we sing. On every word, now the people do cling. Like fight like modern, don't let freedom ring. Only speak truth and make cost of sting. Jamming like Teddy on that DJ sling. Rock winter, summer, and fall back to spring. Ready like heavy, we got our own thing. Diddly, diddly, D, give me space. Like, comma, breathe in, breathe out to the na-na.
Never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.